Mmm, this is good.
Your Uncle Jack taught me how to whip up a cappy.
Uncle Jack. I wonder what he'd make of this. I mean, all these fans of his wanting to show him their green chairs.
Art said they were telling stories last night.
They were dreams they had. Some sounded like nightmares.
Hmm. Sounds like there's a fog out on the bay.
It's funny how Jack's adventures touched people, especially his stories about Inverness.
Oh, man. This place has sure seen a lot. I'm gonna miss it.
Mojo, I'm not putting the place up for sale. Not if I can help it.
So they were telling stories last night?
They were dreams they had. They were similar in some ways.
But not the same dream.
No, but they all had dreams while sitting in their green velvet chairs. And it seemed to happen right around midnight.
I was reading a book. It was late at night. I was getting sleepy. And then I heard music. I couldn't figure out where it was coming from. Is there someone out there, down on the street, playing a violin at this time of night? I got up to look out the window, but there was no window. I was staring at a wall. It was made out of slats, narrow strips of wood with plaster in between. Now, right behind me, there was an identical wall. I was trapped between the two. Outside, I heard a wolf howl. I live in the Chicago area. We don't have wolves. Well, not yet. I heard the violin again. This time it seemed just on the other side of the wall. I realized I was inside a hollow wall. I wasn't alone. There were others there with me. Oh, no, it wasn't really others. It was something else, some black slithery things that were trying to cling to me, and I couldn't make out what they were. I wasn't afraid, but I was really pissed off. There I was, trapped inside a hollow wall while some slimy, inky things were trying to crawl all over me, and all I wanted to do was to squash them, mash them into the floor with my foot. Then I heard the city and pigeons out on the fire escape. It was morning. I was still sitting in my chair. I had fallen asleep.
Was that the only time you had the dream?
I don't know how many times I've had it. I felt I was stuck within the hollow walls of Inverness.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Got me intrigued, though.
May I tell my story?
I'd love to hear it.
One night, I was sitting in my green velvet chair, and it was right around midnight. And the chair began to move. Well, not exactly move. It felt like it was breathing. And I knew about Sir Jack's chair, and I thought, maybe my chair is about to grow wings. Maybe I'll fly off into other realms and have an adventure. But I didn't go anywhere. Instead, I just sat there while my apartment disassembled itself, the furniture, walls, carpets, everything. Everything flew apart until all that was left was me and my chair. And we were sitting under a tree across a valley on a hilltop. I could see what appeared to be a city surrounded by a wall. There were towers and turrets and steeples and minarets, and it was like a fairy tale city built on a hill overlooking a bay or an ocean, or maybe it was a lake. But there was something dark about it, something ominous. I didn't like it, and yet I was attracted to it. I wanted to see what was inside those walls. And then I woke up. I was in my apartment, sitting in my chair. But I know it was more than a dream. I don't know how I know it, but I know it.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's like Jack used to say. There are places where the membrane between dimensions is so thin, in our dreams, and only in our dreams, can we get a glimpse of the other side. Who's next?
The next was Zoe.
I was in a junk shop. You know, antiques, used furniture. That's where I saw my chair. As soon as I sat down, I mean, sunk down into the cushions, I felt safe, protected. I knew it was always meant to be my chair. I always go to bed early, but that night I couldn't sleep. I decided to read for a while. It was at midnight when I felt the chair, the one I'm sitting in now, wasn't just a piece of furniture. It was somehow, in some way, alive. It always had been, but it didn't want to alarm me, so it had waited until midnight. And just like what happened with Homer, I felt the chair was breathing. I felt it was matching my breath. In, out. I wasn't frightened. I found myself curious, wondering, all right, what now? It didn't grow wings, but I felt I was in motion. My chair and I were being swept along and spinning around. Not like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. I wasn't caught in a twister. It was just me and my chair flying through the air, slowly spinning around until we settled down. Not on the ground, but on a gray cobblestone street. And I thought, no yellow brick road for me, but that's life. The light was strange. It was like moonlight casting some really eerie shadows. On both sides of the street, the buildings were made of stone walls, walls without windows. I asked myself, what would Jack Flanders do if he were here? His first thought would be, all right, where the heck am I? And then he'd get out of his chair and see what's around the corner, what's down the street. But I wouldn't leave my chair. I felt safe there. And then I felt I was being watched, but not by something human. I heard myself say, do not leave this chair. If you do, you'll never wake up. And then I woke up. I had this dream a second time. It ended the same with my being too frightened to move.
Too bad she didn't stand up and look around. Okay, what about the last guy?
Oh, Cairo. He said he came here because he was called.
Sounds like they all were called.
This chair I'm sitting in now, I bought it from someone who was happy to get rid of it. Well, I had heard about Jack Flanders' green velvet chair and the things that had happened to him. I never thought it could happen to me. Well, one night, it was around midnight, I was watching a video, and I started feeling something. I closed my laptop and I sat there, listening. The chair was breathing. At first I thought it must be me, so I held my breath. But the chair kept on breathing. And I thought, this can't be. It's just too strange. I tried to stand up, but I couldn't. It wouldn't let me. The more I pushed, the more it sucked me back into the cushions. I felt if this keeps up, this thing is going to swallow me. And then it stopped. It released me. I jumped up. I looked at the chair and I said, that's it. I don't care if I have to drag you outside. You are not spending another night in this house. Except, I wasn't in my house. I was in a hallway. It was so narrow, my shoulders were almost rubbing against the walls. I started feeling my way along. It was dark. I could barely see. And then, the walls were no longer smooth. The surface felt bristly, like they were made out of sticks or bushes or shrubs that had been trimmed to form walls. I felt I was feeling my way between hedges. And then it ended. I was blocked by another wall of hedges. I'd have to go back until I found another opening, and that kept happening over and over. Finally, I stopped. I looked up. I could see the stars. Then it hit me. This chair had dropped me into a maze. And no matter which way I tried to go, there was no way out. I woke up.
Sounds like the maze at Inverness.
I know.
So Zula and Cairo were dreaming about being here, and Zoe and Homer were dreaming about castles?
Oh, excuse me. Hello?
It's Rolf Hort.
Oh, I meant to call you back.
I wanted you to know that yesterday...
Wait. Hold on. Mojo, I have to take this. Okay. You were saying...
I heard from Jack.
You what?
I may have received a message from Jack.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means.
No, I meant, how did you... Was it a dream?
No, not a dream.